Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe that you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
No empty words, no white lies, no token prayers, no compromise.
Amen. Are you in Genesis 13?
Amen.
Verse 14 and 15. Read for me quickly.
Genesis chapter 13 and verse 14. And the Lord said to Abram, after the Lord had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants.
I'm sure everything that Abraham saw that day is something that he always saw daily. But that particular day, there was a different understanding that what I am looking at can be mine. Before he was just seeing it. But now there was a fresh understanding that it can be mine. Somebody say, it can be mine.
It can be mine.
Some people see other people getting married, but it doesn't dawn on them that I also can be married. Some people see people prospering and doing well in life, but it doesn't dawn on them that what I'm seeing, I can also experience. I can also have. So God said, open your eyes and look. What you are able to see, that I will give to you. So for God to be able to do great things in your life, you have to have this ability to see. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can you see?
Now,
or do you cry yourself every night? If you can see, you provoke God to move concerning your life. Am I talking to somebody? So I've showed you many things. And then recently I've started talking about the fact that the dreams that God has given you, there are enemies that do not want to see those dreams coming to pass. Quickly come to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. Quickly, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
Read till verse 6.
For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves, your bond servants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the Bible says that the God of this world has blinded certain people. Why? Because he knows that the minute you have the ability to see, then you will have the capacity to reach your destiny. So he doesn't want you to become the person that God has destined you to become. So he blinds us. I said, what?
He blinds us.
It's an enemy. It doesn't want you to see. Recently, one of my church members wrote on a status and said, I remember my pastor once said this. Because she had gone to an event this week. And when she got there, the language that the people were speaking was just flying over her head. And she said, no more Popeyes, no more cartoons. Someone said, no more cartoons.
No more cartoons.
So there are certain things that when I share and preach to you, they have dramatic power to change your life. But as you see here, as you sit here, you cannot see. Mercy. Why? This enemy doesn't want you to see. Because if you can see, if you can understand, if you can perceive, your life will dramatically change. You will become an overcomer. Nothing will conquer you. Rather, you will be a conqueror. You will conquer every mountain that faces you. One of our church members yesterday organized for us to have a historical, what do you call? Yeah, some tour where they were teaching us some history. And we went into a certain gentleman's house, that museum called Semimax. And they took us into one of the rooms there. And they said, this was the man's library. The room was full of books, Sandile.
Room neitletseka dipuka.
And I went to see, what is this guy reading? Was he reading magazines? And I saw encyclopedia. Do you know what's an encyclopedia? The man was reading about economics, etc. And I said, thank you, Lord. This makes sense. Nobody can rise unless they have certain discipline in equipping themselves. I said, no wonder he's living in such a big house. But I've been preaching it. Oh, I don't know how many times I've preached in this pulpit. And many people cannot see. There is an enemy that is fighting you and I. That will not allow us to enter into the destiny that God has prepared for us. Lift up your voice and say, Lord, grant me the grace to see.
Grant me the grace to see.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Put your hands together for the Lord. So you have to have a stubborn character to fight for your dreams. Many of you have accepted breadcrumbs.
Baba nchirino amogetse serifiwa sona.
You are like Job. Is it Job? What God gives, God also takes away. God doesn't take away anything.
Ahuna se asitseyang modimo.
The Bible says the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. In other words, when God gives you something, it's yours forever. But we have gotten used to that language. God gives, God takes away. Your child is dying. God gives, God takes away. Hi, Mudimu, I eat.
The Lord
is that what
knows.
They say? You don't have the character to fight. The tenacity to fight. Why is it you that must suffer? The amens are not blessing me. I think I'm talking to myself. Tell a neighbor, let's fight. No, push, wake them up, say, let's fight. Neighbor, you look like you are sleeping while your life is falling away. Wake up, let's fight. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now, there are two enemies that I've told you about. Today I'll tell you about another enemy. And this one is called fear. Fear is one enemy that if you are not careful will stop you from reaching any of your dreams. You have to be determined to overcome this enemy. Otherwise, you'll always be clapping for people all your life. Nobody will ever clap for you. You'll always be saying, wow, congratulations. But no congratulation will ever be turned towards you. You have to fight this enemy. The enemy called what?
Fear.
Come with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.
Timothy Obobedi.
Chapter 1 and verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1. And verse 7. Are we there? What does it say?
2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has not given us the spirit of fear. In other words, fear is a spirit. Is a demonic spirit. It's an evil spirit. And the Bible says God has not given us such a spirit. But the spirit that he has given us is a spirit of power. In other words, as a child of God, you are an overcomer. As a child of God, you are a lion.
Amen.
As a child of God, people must run away from you, not the other way around. You know, many years before, I used to have dreams where every day I wake up sweating. I wake up as though I'm about to die. But when I got born again, and I started discovering who I am in Christ, my dreams changed. One particular dream, I was running away. I said, hey, wait a minute. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. From that day, I started chasing those who were chasing me.
Oh, yes.
May you become a chaser and not a chasee.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
God has given you the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Not the spirit of fear. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Now, let me show you something quickly. Come with me to the book of Jeremiah. Let's read chapter 1 from verse 4 to 8. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4 to verse 8. Are you there? Yes, sir.
Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse number 8.
Verse number 4.
Verse 4.
Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said unto me, Do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Did you read verse 8?
Amen.
Now, I just want to remind you that, you see, when I talk about dreams, I'm not talking about any type of dream. And as I have taught you, dreams come from different sources. Satan can give dreams.
Satan o khona go fa toro.
God can give dreams.
Modimo o khona go fa toro.
You can also give yourself dreams.
Wena o khona go ba le toro.
But the dreams that I'm talking about,
di toro tse ke bolela ka tsona,
are specifically dreams that are coming from God.
Ke di toro tse di tlhaga mo go Modimo.
Are you listening to me? So the scripture that we just read,
lengwalo le fetse go le bala.
God came to a gentleman called
Jeremiah.
And God revealed his destiny. God told him why he was born. And God told him who he is. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Don't you wish God can visit you and give you that information about you? He said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I ordained thee a prophet to the nations. But now look at what happens. Immediately, as God is revealing this wonderful dream, as God is revealing this man's future, as God is revealing this man's purpose, his immediate response was, Ah, Lord,
Ah, Modimo,
but I'm just a child. Somebody say fear. Fear was immediately working to try and prevent his destiny, his dreams, his future. Ah, Lord,
Modimo,
I am but a child.
Nakingwana.
In verse 8, God saw through that statement.
Modimo
alibela. And God said to him, Do not be afraid. In other words, if you keep saying that to yourself, what I am telling you will never come to pass. So you must overcome fear. Don't listen to it. Don't succumb to it. Don't be afraid. Many people do not walk into their destiny. Because immediately when it opens up for you, the spirit attacks you.
Moya o ulwana le wena.
Come with me to Joshua chapter 1 from verse 1. Joshua chapter 1 from verse 1. Are you there?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Joshua chapter 1 and verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise,
go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses.
Amen.
Amen.
So again, God reveals the destiny of Joshua.
Modimo othelusa bokamoso ba Joshua.
Says Joshua,
ore Joshua,
your mandate on earth,
mereko wa gago mo lefatseng lena,
is to lead my children
ke go letlela bana baka
into this promised land that I promised them.
Ko tulong e ke ba tshepisitse yona.
That was Joshua's destiny.
Kis bokamoso ba Joshua bona.
Now look at what God says.
Lebella se modimo a se bolelang.
Read verse 6.
And verse 6, be strong and of good courage, for these people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them.
Verse 7,
only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you.
Verse 9,
have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
So immediately God tells him that, look, the only thing that will stop you from doing what you were born to do is fear. So he said to him, be strong and be courageous. The word courage means you have the feeling of being afraid, but even though you're afraid, you keep moving forward. So God says to him, be strong and be courageous. Do not be afraid. You can never do exploits. You can never prosper. You can never excel until you overcome the feeling of fear. It's a major roadblock to your destiny. I told you when I was getting married, I only had 5,000 rand.
Only 5,000. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And I went to my father. I said, there is a lady now in the picture. I want you to go and speak to the family. My father said, how much do we have? I said, 5,000. He said, brother, you are joking. He said, at least send me with about 15,000.
At least, ibali 15,000.
When he said that, I started calculating in my mind, when will I have that 15,000?
But I said
to him, you know what I said to him? I said, go. The money will come. That time, I had no idea where the money will come from. Unless you overcome the feeling of fear. Then I said to my beloved, my then beloved, I said to her,
one
time we didn't have money for wedding and everything. I said, let us set a date. If we don't set a date, we will never get married. And we decided and we set a date.
Rabia date.
And we went and started announcing our date.
Rabulela date ya rona.
And we had no money.
Nehosna chelete.
But we were standing upon the word of God.
Neri.
And trusting upon the Lord.
Neri tsepile modimo.
Many people are not married today because they are too logical in their thinking.
Back. Banagana tata.
Why aren't you married? Hey, pastor.
Muruti.
No money.
A gona chelete.
How?
How?
It's not money that you need to get married.
Ga se chelete o e tlhokang.
So we stepped out in the realm of the unknown and we said we are doing this thing. And I tell you, by the after the wedding, people were owing me. For my wedding, they were owing me money for my wedding. If you never overcome that feeling of fear, you will never see the power of God. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
When you get home, read the book of Exodus chapter 3 verse 11. You will see Moses. God also gives him his destiny and his future. And you'll notice Moses' reaction. It was a reaction of fear. This one, God even got angry with him. And also go read Judges chapter 6 verse 14 and 15. All I'm trying to show you with these scriptures is that fear is fighting your destiny.
It's
fighting your dreams. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah. Now, come with me to Genesis chapter 12. Verse 1 and verse 3. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 3. Are we there? Yes, sir.
Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. In all the families of the earth, in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the problem with the dreams that God gives is that God never gives you all the information that you need. So he says to
Abraham,
leave your father's house and go to the place that I will show you. Go to the place that I will show you. God doesn't tell him where you are going. God doesn't tell him how to get there. He just says, leave your father's house. And as you go, I will give you more information. Are you here?
Amen.
Now, this is the problem. When you are following the dreams that God has given you, He always gives you limited information. He never gives you the full picture. That's why Apostle Paul said, we see dimly as through a glass. In other words, we cannot see the whole picture. And this is why we need faith to achieve anything when we move with God. Now, this move that God was instructing Abraham to make is a move that was leading him to his destiny. It's a move that made him a patriot that thousands of years later, you and I are still talking about him. If he never made or obeyed that move, we wouldn't know who is Abraham today. Are you here? Now put yourself in his shoe. You are a married man. And you go and tell your wife that we are leaving. So what's the first thing she's gonna ask you? Where are we going? I don't know. The problem with the dreams that God gives us is this, is that there is always a risk factor. And many people are not willing to go into uncharted waters. But you will never experience or achieve your destiny until you take the risk that God is leading you into. And that is why if you want to walk into your destiny, the destiny that God has for you, you have to be strong, to be courageous, and to overcome the feeling of fear. Okay. Abraham, so you say we are going.
What am I, Abraham?
How are we going to sustain ourselves? Where are we going to live? Where are we going to sleep? All they told me is that we must go. Not many people would be willing to take such a risk. Lord, before I can follow you, give me more. What am I going to say to my wife? What am I going to say to my family? Because imagine when Abraham comes to announce to his parents and his brethren and say, we are leaving. Where are you going? I don't know. Imagine the advice that he will be hearing from everybody. Son, you can't just leave. First, you have to plan. So that when you get there, you know. So if you will sit there listening to everybody, you can imagine every advice he would get will tell him, don't do what you are trying to do. I can't hear you. Are you here? Yeah. Whenever you are being led by God, there is a risk factor, a risk element.
Amen.
In following him. You will never enter into your destiny unless you are able to overcome the feeling of fear.
Hey.
Genesis 26 from verse 1. Are you there?
Amen.
Read verse 1 to verse 3.
Genesis chapter 26 and verse 1. There was a famine in the land, beside the famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of Philistines in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants, I shall give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father.
Read verse 4 as well.
And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give to your descendants all these lands, and your seed and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I like how this chapter starts. It says there was a famine in the land. Now, in those days, Wealth was in the land. Everybody was doing farming. So if it didn't rain, everybody was suffering. Are we together?
Amen.
Now, Isaac calls his family and says, you can see the situation. The place is too bad. We have to go. As he was preparing to go, the Lord said, stop right there. Don't go anywhere. I will bless you in this land of famine. But God, everyone is leaving. Can you not see the weather? Haven't you seen how dry the earth is? We can't plant anything. Stay. And I will bless you in this land. And I will make you great. Now it's risky. You don't know the future. Your logic, your understanding is telling you, get away from here. But God says your destiny is linked to you staying here. Now, I don't care who you are, you'll be afraid. You'll be what? Afraid. You can go search all scriptures, ladies and gentlemen. Anyone who has become great had to overcome this great enemy called fear. Because whenever you achieve or you go for your greatness, there will be great challenges ahead. And some of the challenges will be bigger than you. Another gentleman is Moses. God told him, go to Israel or to Egypt and take my children out of Egypt. Now God didn't send him with an army. God didn't send him with guns. He said, go, I'm with you. Now, as he was going to Egypt, you must remember that he was a fugitive because he was a wanted man because he had killed someone there. But God says, go there. Will you not be afraid? And the only assurance that God gives him is that I am with you. When you look around, you can't see God, but he says he is with you. When you look around, the circumstances are against you. The situation is against you. But he says, I am with you. Will you not be afraid? Ladies and gentlemen, your destiny will only be achievable if you overcome fear. If you are going to follow God, there will always be an element of risk. He will always lead you to something that, to the logical mind, does not make sense.
Does it make sense?
But if you keep following him, if you keep allowing yourself to be led by him, you will reach your prophetic destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
So don't be afraid of the risk. Trust the Lord. If you keep following him, generations long after you have gone will be talking about you. But if you are afraid to take the risk, nobody will remember you. A I remember Peter one was in a boat with the disciples.
Peter na liko skipping le baruto aba.
And they saw Jesus walking on water.
Babona Jesu atama ya mometing.
The Bible says that they were afraid. They thought it was a ghost because it's not normal for people to walk on water.
Bible re ba ne ba tshogile ba ne ba nagana gore ke spooku.
You don't look surprised. Is it normal here in Mafias? Do you always see people walking on water?
No.
There's not even water. So Jesus noticed that they were afraid and said, "Don't be afraid, it is I."
Jesu are leska tshaba ke nna.
Peter said, "If it is you, tell me to come to you." In other words, I also want to walk on water.
Are lenna ke batlo tsamaya mo metsing.
Imagine the other disciples. Hey Peter, what, you will die. You can't even swim. What are you trying to do?
Peter uleka ing.
But Peter overcame the feeling of fear.
Peter uile a fenya.
And he took a step.
Ah, khata.
And to his shock,
the humakala.
Hey. And he started walking.
A thoma go tsamaya.
Then there was a wave and the sea was unruly. And then when he looked, the feeling of fear came.
The
minute he felt the fear, he started sinking.
Ge letsogo letla a thoma go ya tlase.
If you are going to go where God is taking you, you have to overcome this enemy. Some years ago, I was sleeping and I fell into a dream. Then I saw a man and his wife walking. And they went and knocked on a certain door. When they opened, a man came out on a wheelchair. And I saw this man and his wife. They prayed for that man. And after they finished praying, they pulled him and said, "Walk." As I was watching, I was afraid for them. What if this man doesn't walk? What if you try to make them stand and then they come crumbling down? But I was shocked at the faith. They just pulled him and said, "Walk." And the man started walking.
And he started walking.
When I woke up, I said, "What?"
Wow.
And I realized, if I'm going to see the hand of God, I must have reckless faith. I must not allow the fear to tell me, what if she doesn't walk? Everyone's going to laugh at you. After the dream, I said, okay. If I found anyone who is sick, I will pray for them. And without any sign of them being healed, I will say you are healed. No matter what happens after that is none of my business. So one day, I was loaded with this faith. And we are going around visiting people. And we found a little girl who was in our church and had not come for a long time. It's a young girl, where have you been? We haven't seen you in church. She said, "Oh, my mother is sick. I'm taking care of my mother." I was loaded with faith. I said, "Take us to your mother." We got there, indeed the mother was sickly. And I said, "Let me pray for you."
Man.
We prayed for her. And we left. The next week we are doing visitation again. Guess who we met on the street? The same mother who was sick. Is this you? I will never forget her response. She said, "I thank God that there are still people today who walk as Jesus walked." But another person said, "What if I pray and nothing happens? What if she doesn't get healed? What if What if, you see, that fear will prevent your breakthrough, your destiny, your dream, your future? Ever since, I've seen God do great things. One day, one of my church members called me and said, Pastor, I want you to come and pray for one of my family members. I said, okay. And the guy took us there. When we got there, when I saw the lady who was sick, even me, I was afraid. The way that she was breathing, it looked like she was going to die anytime. When I saw the situation, I said, okay, guys, let's worship God first. I needed to gather some faith because of the condition. We started worshiping the Lord. And then I felt His glory. I prayed for the lady. Should I tell you? The lady who was sickly on her deathbed walked us to the car. You will never see the power of God until you are able to overcome the feeling of fear. On the 20th of February 2019, the Lord said to me,
Modimo aramogonna,
faith
tumelo
is the ability to see my reality.
Ke khonagalo ya go bona bonnete baka.
It was such a wonderful revelation to me. When I met my wife, I said, because of what I have received, our future has dramatically changed. So, at work around March, it was the time of appraisals and promotions and what have you. And when they came and they showed me the raise that I had, I said, these people are joking. When I remembered that God has spoken to me, and I said, what you are doing is not what God has showed me. I called my manager, I said, I want to see you. Called him to the boardroom, and I gave him the letter he gave me. I said, I reject your offer. I said, go and think and come back again. You have not thought properly. Why was I speaking like that? Because God had spoken to me and showed me what He's doing. So I decided to walk in the revelation that He has shown
me.
And I said to myself, I will not accept what God is not saying. Do you think I was not afraid? I was trembling. In fact, I had decided I'll speak to him on Monday. I eventually spoke to him on Friday. If you don't overcome the feeling of fear, you will always be eating breadcrumbs for the rest of your life. Because to take hold of your destiny, you have to be bold. You have to be what?
Bold.
Bold. You have to face people that you in your life you never think you'll face before. Otherwise, you will always be eating bread crumbs. Some of you sitting here are supposed to be businessmen and businesswomen. But for you to be a business person, there is a risk element. If you are not willing to take the risk, your situation will never change. Some of you are supposed to be preachers. Hey, Pastor, me, I'm afraid of people. Hey, I'm nervous. It's fine. You will sit in that position for the rest of your life until you overcome the feeling of fear. You are looking at the most super nervous human being in this world. If you are nervous, I'm more nervous times 10. Yeah, I think even times 100. One day, something came over me, and I said, Lord, I want to win 1,000 souls for you. So I started preaching at schools. You know today's children. As I went to preach in one particular school, the school he used to go to, even the teachers could not control the children. They were just talking, making noise. Eventually, I told one of the teachers, just leave them. Allow me to come. I stood up and I said, Hallelujah. When I said that, quiet. I started preaching. If you want to be born again, lift up your hands. I saw 1,000 people lifting up their hands at once. And I said, if you want to be born again, say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus. My eyes were closed. For the first time in my life, I heard 1,000 people saying, Lord Jesus. I was a little shocked and I opened my eyes. I said, hey. But I had to overcome the feeling of fear. If I didn't, I would have never seen 1,000 people receiving Jesus at once. I don't know what your destiny is. I don't know where God is taking you. But if there's one thing I know, if you don't overcome the feeling of fear, you will never walk into it. You have to fight for your dreams to become a reality. Am I talking to somebody? Push your neighbor and say, I'm not afraid.
I am not afraid.
I'll fight for my future. I'll fight for my destiny.
I will fight for my destiny.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Put your hands together for the Lord and give him praise. Amen.
Amen.
Come with me to Revelation chapter 2. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you today? A lot of people have lost great opportunities because of fear. You know, there are people who are not as powerful and as good as you, but they are doing greater things than you and I. Only because they are not afraid. You know, I'm a quantity surveyor by profession.
Quantity surveyor.
And there's a particular company that was doing construction. It's a construction company.
Construction.
And they are making millions of rands.
Ba dira chelete tse dintsi.
I listen to me.
Amen.
And one day I was in a meeting with the owner of this company. I couldn't believe the person's ignorance.
Ga ke a tshepa.
The person did not know construction.
Na sa tsebe ka go aga.
But the person was a millionaire in construction.
Nearly a millionaire in construction.
I realized that there are people who just go for it. And there are people who overthink it to the point that they do nothing about it. And no matter how educated I was, she was there. I was talking to a millionaire. Who didn't know too much or understand too much about what she was doing. But because she had that fighting spirit, that's a lot of problem with the children of God. Children of God no longer have the fighting spirit. Children of God no longer have discipline. Children of God are ever discouraged. Every problem you can ever think of, children of God have accepted it. To the point that as a child of God, you lust for somebody's life who is even an unbeliever. Yet you have a great God who says the earth is his footstool. You are ever sickly, but your God says, I am thy God that healeth thee. We are always struggling with poverty, but he said he became poor so that we can be rich. We don't have the fighting spirit. I don't accept this situation. May you receive the spirit of a lion today.
Oh yes.
May you be like Jesus, who was the lion of the tribe of Judah. Yes. When David saw the giant, he didn't see a problem. He said, this is the door to my destiny. Pastor, how do you know? He went and he asked the soldiers, he said, what will be given to the man who will kill this giant? You can see his demeanor, his character, his mindset. Was that I'm an overcomer? When he came to fight
Goliath,
when Goliath looked at him, he laughed. So am I a dog that you are going to throw me with stones? You know what David said? He said, today I will hold your head. In other words, I will kill you and cut off your head. Where are those types of Christians that speak like that? Hey, Pastor, now I can't sleep at night.
Ow.
All you have to do is arise and say, in the name of Jesus, you foul spirit, you leave my room now.
What's a Maya Mona?
And you sleep like a baby. When I came to Namapes to start a church, two women traveled from Mafias to where I was staying at the time. And they said, what are you doing? This is our house. There were witches who came to fight me because I had come to Namapias. When I perceived that these are witches, I rose up. And I said, in the name of Jesus, fire! And I had a... You are not gonna sleep.
When I know Casarobale.
Someone say, fire!
Fire!
You're a lion.
Utao.
Even your amens don't sound like a lion's amen. It's trying. Now you sound like a lion cub. I say you're a lion. Amen. Amen. Revelations chapter 2.
Kutulo 2.
I'm closing. Let me read quickly. I'm reading verse 7. The Bible says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." He that overcometh. Your destiny is linked with your ability to overcome fear.
Amen.
In verse 11, the Bible says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." Verse 17, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it." Hallelujah. Is God going to give everybody these things?
No.
He's only going to give it to those who overcome.
Amen.
Verse 26. "And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations." So this power only goes to those who overcome.
Amen.
Chapter 3 and verse 5. Just write it down. I want to read quickly. Chapter 3 and verse 5. "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Verse 12, chapter 3, verse 12. "Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is the new Jerusalem." And finally, Revelations chapter 21 and verse 7, which is one of my greatest scriptures that I love. Revelations 21 and verse 7. The Bible says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Look at verse 8. "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Look at how God characterizes fear. He puts it in the same category as a murderer, as a liar. To be fearful is an abominable thing to God. God expects you to overcome. God expects you to what?
To overcome.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. To him that overcometh. To him that overcometh. To him that overcometh. The great enemy of our destiny, his name is fear. His name is what?
Fear.
Some of you may not know what I'm talking about, but sooner or later, you will notice that for me to reach out to my destiny, I have to overcome the feeling of fear. If you haven't felt it yet, it's still coming. Some got the opportunity, but because they were afraid, they lost it.
We have to overcome, especially if you want to be pleasing to God.
I remember one day Paul was having an all-night prayer. And the room where they were praying, Paul, was three stories high. And one guy was sitting by the window. And he fell asleep during the all-night prayer. Is it dangerous to sleep when others are praying? Push your neighbor, tell you it's dangerous to sleep when others are praying. So the man fell asleep while sitting on the window, and he fell. From three stories he fell to the ground, and he died. What surprises me more than anything is that Paul didn't say, he's dead. He said, don't worry, the man is asleep. And he went, prayed for him, and he went back and continued teaching and preaching. Before the all night was over, the man who was dead woke up. But think about it. After saying the man is asleep, and you go and pray, and he's dead, you have to overcome the feeling of fear. Lift up your voice and talk to the Lord and tell him that, Lord, your word says you have not given me the spirit of fear, but you have given me the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can be strong, so that I can be courageous, that at the right time, when I'm supposed to make the right move that will lead me into my destiny, I will not be afraid. I'll be like a lion. I will overcome. I will climb over every mountain. I will bulldoze every mountain. Lift up your voice. Begin to talk to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Pray, somebody. Ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. The spirit of power. The spirit of love. And of a sound mind. The same spirit that was upon David, that when he saw the giant, he was excited. He was not afraid. Pray. You are not a loser. You are an overcomer in the name of Jesus. Pray and declare it to yourself. I'm not a failure. I'm an overcomer. Oh, Rikasa Brekate Brekozo Brozakates Zebra Kikare Bratoko Jakara Basekete Brosopos. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Maldemeno Zevako Zebra Dozakas. Oh,
Father,
we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For inquiries, please call us on 081-8160153 or send us an email at healingfireministries@outlook.com.